The lone Republican on Wilmington City Council became a Democrat with little fanfare last year, but WHYY's Chris Barish reports that now the council president is threatening him with removal if he doesn't switch back to the GOP.
For the last three decades, only one Republican has served on the 13-member council in Delaware's largest city. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans more than 8-1 in the city, so few members of the GOP even run. But the city charter only lets each party put three members on the ballot for four at-large seats. That has meant one Republican has always won a seat. Since 2020, it's been James Spadola. But in October, Spadola became a Democrat, and now Council Prez Trippy Congo says he should switch back or face possible removal.
It's very clear on what the charter intended, just to have some representation from a minority party, and that's always been Republican Party. It could be a Green Party, it could be the Independent Party, it could be any party. I saw a saying a few weeks ago that says, just because you might have the right to do something doesn't mean that it's right to do it.
Spadola counters that the charter doesn't prohibit anyone from changing their affiliation.
The burden isn't on me to prove I can change parties. The burden is on anybody who thinks they can overthrow an election to make their case.
Spadola disputes Congo's contention that he exploited a loophole in the charter. He's hired a lawyer and says he'll go to court if Congo tries to take any action against him.
Changing political party is not a loophole. That's a First Amendment right. It happens in Congress all the time. It happens across the country all the time.
Congo supports a charter change to prohibit what Spadola did, but any revision would have to be approved by the Delaware General Assembly. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.